Bill Stultz is a lifelong Alaskan who's already served 6 years in the State House. His district covers the outskirts of Matsu's two thriving communities, Wasilla and Palmer, and stretches across rivers and hay flats to the suburbs of Anchorage. He lists his occupation as legislator in the state's legislative directory.
This is more than just a job when your neighbors trust you to do some important work.
And there are a lot of big decisions on Matsu's horizon.
Especially out in Point McKenzie for economic development and diversifying the tax base so there's just not the private property homeowners paying the freight of operating government and schools.
He says representing constituents means continuing work for safe highways, securing funding for a family-friendly Knik public use area, and making sure that in-state gas ventures get some help. He voted in favor of the energy rebate, but says that rebates won't cut it in the long term.
In a time of surplus, giving people money to make the decisions is preferable to me, so that wasn't a real difficult decision. But in a longer session, I'd like to look at some better long-term solutions for energy.
Stultz says people need to realize that the state's current surge in oil wealth won't last. The price of a barrel of oil is already on the way down.
Each dollar has a significant impact on the Treasury, and you couple that with a decline in production at Prudhoe Bay, we'll be right back to having functional state deficits.
He says an Alaska gas line is at least a dozen years away.
I'd love to have an all-Alaska gas line, but you have to be able to finance it and sell it.
And he's concerned about education and says he favors alternative charter schools because they demand parental involvement. Stultz also supports vocational education. He's concerned about dwindling farmland in the Matanuska Valley. Stultz says this election will be different because incumbents like him were so long in Juneau that there was little time for campaigning. But challenger J.D. Hatley has been doing just that, calling on a cell phone from Eklutna.
I've been knocking on doors for cumulatively about 4 weeks now. I'm completely burned out.
J.D.,
officially Justin Hatley,
is building a cabin in the Butte area. He says he's a conservative Republican. Hatley's got a $600 campaign budget and some definite ideas about taxes.
I would like to see a property tax done away with statewide. But I think an easy step in the right direction is when you move into your home, whatever you pay in your property tax at that point, it stays the same the entire time you own that home.
Kent Herman is also eyeing the District 16 seat. He's a Palmer special education teacher in winter, a commercial fisherman in summer. He's challenging the incumbent for personal reasons.
Being a teacher, the main problem I had with the public employees retirement bill that they passed a couple of years back that's really messed up our retirement. We're looking at some problems that are coming down the road and all of the public employees.
Herman says schools need more money. He says he's getting support from public employees and other teachers. Herman says just campaigning has been an education. And what is he hearing from the voters?
Hunting and fishing rights was a big one, and that was a concern people brought to me. Also, the way property taxes have gotten. If you don't pay your taxes, guess what? You don't own that piece of property anymore. The government will come in and take it.
Herman says a sales tax is the fairest tax regime, but only if property taxes are eliminated. He'd like to see an all-Alaska gas line to Valdez, and if he could do anything as a legislator.
I would build that bridge across to Point McKenzie, and then I would put the Capitol right there. Guys are going to jail right and left. I just think it's time that we put the Capitol where we have access, where we can keep an eye on them.
Herman, like Stultz and Hatley, was born and raised in Alaska. He says it's time to take the state back from big oil interests. The primary election is August 26th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.